Saturday in Cleveland was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions for Ringo Starr and Lou Reed and Green Day and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Paul McCartney was in attendance. Stevie Wonder was there. And so was Sonic Boy Alex. How did Sonic Boy Alex get tickets? I asked him.
Well, I have a friend whom I met back in 2011 when I went to Chicago to try out for Green Day's American Idiot Live on Broadway tour. We met standing in line. I said to her, I said, did you hear that Green Day is getting into the Hall of Fame? And she's like, yeah, this is gonna be crazy. And I said, as a joke, hey, you should try and get tickets. And she went through Ticketmaster the day they went on sale and got them.
It seems so simple in hindsight, but the chances of getting those tickets are so slim. Oh, I asked him what the highlight of the entire night was, and this was his answer.
Joan Jett's the first one to get inducted, and she got to play first before her speech. She opened up with Bad Reputation, and then she brought Dave Grohl on the stage to play Cherry Bomb with her.
Dave Grohl was in attendance?
Dave Grohl, yeah.
What about Green Day? What can you say about them?
They played an awesome three-song set. They did American Idiot, When I Come Around, and Basket Case, and they brought the house down. It was just unreal. And, of course, Billy and Mike were joking around during their speeches. Billy made a joke about rehab, but that was, you know, kind of funny.
Do you have to throw on a tux, or how does that work?
There was really no dress code, but we figured, well, you know, let's get dressed up kind of thing. But there was a lot of people just, you know, Budweiser t-shirt and jeans, and it's kind of like, that's a little disrespectful. All the bands are showing up in tuxes and everything, and there were some punk rock kids in the crowd, you know, the spiked up hair, and it was like a really good generational mix between, like, the older people and, like, people, you know, our age, like, the mid-20s and everything, and there's even people in their teen years that were there, so it was a really good mix.
Thank you to Alex for calling me from the U.S. to make that phone call, and I think there's something to be learned here. It's that it's possible to go to these things. It may seem larger than life, but all he had to do, or his friend had to do, was be the first one on Ticketmaster, and for some people it actually happens.